Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
You've just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15 to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
us all stand. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Save the wretch like me. Oh, I once. Thank you, Jesus. Tall than snails, I have already come.
Heavenly Father, we come in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Dear God, I thank you for the living word, your beloved Son, in whom you are well pleased. Father, I thank you for the wisdom and the knowledge to know that he is the living word of God. Father, I know that the word is sharper than a two-edged sword, that it divides asunder, that it cuts coming and going, oh Lord. Father, I thank you for that word that is life unto my soul and unto my spirit. Father, thank you for the breadcrumbs that fall from your table. Thank you for the word, Father. For the word, Lord God, you say, whether he will drive us or draw us. And the word, Lord, would endure forever. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the word. For the word, Father, would have put a man at variance between his father, a mother and her daughter. But we thank you for the word. We thank you for the word that comes down from your loving hand to rest upon our souls and anoint us, Lord. Only as you can anoint us in this place. Father, I pray for Mount Calvary. Lord, I exalt it now in the name of Jesus. I give it to you, dear God, that you would protect it. That you put your loving hand beneath it and your loving arm around it. Father, we thank you for always being there. We thank you for always being that strong tower. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Spirit of the Lord is upon me. For he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. To preach deliverance to the captive and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. I thank God for all the wonderful things that he has already done. I give thanks to the senior pastor here, Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. I give thanks to the pastor emeritus in his house, Dr. Huey Lawson, in his absence. I give thanks for my beloved sister, Miss Cindy Michelle, minister of the gospel. I'm yours truly, Reverend Rod Lawrence. We're here today because God has allowed us to get here. It's nothing that we had to do with it. He instilled it in you, and he brought it to pass. Today, I'd like to talk a little bit about myself. I've had a good week. I had a trying last year. It kind of trickled over into this year. But God is still God. And he is yet on the throne. I speak to you all the time, Mount Calvary, and I tell you that the things that I give to you, he gives to me. It's not to hurt you, but it's to build you up as a people. There's some rough times coming. And we're going to have to be able to stand. We can act like actors in Hollywood. I have no hoop. Never had. But I read in my King James Version Bible that my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ spoke with authority. So I have no hoop for you. But there is a word. And for those of you that have your Bible, would you please stand in honor of the written word of the Lord? You'll find it in the book of Romans, the 3rd chapter, beginning at the 22nd verse. The 23rd verse is our focal verse. When you have reached the contents of this book, would you please respond by saying amen? Recorded here are these words, and it reads as thus. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You may be seated. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his holy word. The word of God is prevalent in our lives. The Apostle Paul is our writer. And Paul, sometimes in his messages, in his epistles, was somewhat stern. Paul knew both sides of the fence. But we as Christians, we cannot straddle the fence. The word of God tells us that we should be hot or cold. We cannot be lukewarm. We cannot straddle the fence. If we are lukewarm, then he will spew us out of his mouth. And where would we be if the Lord were not on our side? If he were to take away his love from us, where would we be, Brother Lawson? I titled this thing, 99 and a half. Won't do. The Apostle Paul is highlighting a chosen people, the Jewish people, that got everything firsthand from God. But he's not only highlighting these chosen people. He's paralleling them to a Gentile nation. That's us. And it's to show that no one is better than the other. It does not matter about your titles. It does not matter about your bank account. It does not matter about your status among men or women. God is no respecter of persons. There is none righteous. No, not one. That is what Paul is teaching us. Paul teaches us and he exhorts that Christ is the righteous judge. He's the only one. And God Almighty has put all things subject under his feet to judge and to do as he would. But he doesn't only just judge and do as he would. He does it according to the perfect will of the Father, because he knows that he can't do it halfway, because he understands that 99 and a half won't do. He understands this. Paul says to us in the scriptures, for Christ I'll live, and for Christ I'll die. He says to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Well, he understands that 99 and a half won't do. We do a lot of things, Ms. Beverly, but we, as a people, just like I am a New Testament preacher, I will not compromise the uncompromised word of God. Sometimes you just have to tell it like it is. You have to let the seeds fall where they may. And you just have to go ahead and bloom wherever you planted it. Because 99 and a half won't do. God has given us promises. I said promises. These are things that will come to pass. If it wouldn't come to pass, then heaven and earth itself would pass away. This is a living word. His name is Jesus Christ. Paul is trying to tell us from his heart that this 99 and a half won't do. He's telling you that you must pick up your cross and follow after Jesus with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, everything that's in you. This is what he's trying to tell you. He's telling you to let nothing separate us from the love of God. Nothing should ever separate you from the love of God. Not the lust of the eyes, nor the lust of the flesh, nor the love of money. Nope. Not your honey. Not your money. Not your Playboy bunny. And surely not your side piece. Because 99 and a half won't do. When you follow after Jesus, when you decide that you're going to be a Christian, you're going to be Christ-like, and you take up your cross, you have to be all in. You can't be lukewarm. He'll spew you out of his mouth. 99 and a half won't do, Mark Calvin. Paul echoes the words of Isaiah, that great major prophet, from his 53rd chapter. He said, we are all like sheep. We're all gone astray, each to his own way. He was despised and rejected of men, smitten and afflicted. How can we come to church and serve God the way we want to, and not the way he commands us? How can we do that, church? How can we, during the week, act like we want to act, like it's all good? And how can we get behind closed doors and do what we do, just like we want to do? I just stopped by to tell you that 99 and a half won't do. If we believe Christ to be the Son of God, if we believe him to be the coming Savior, then you have to understand the things that John is trying to tell you. John says that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they, which is us, that dwell therein. If it's all his, then it's all his. Rev just said it in the prayer. Paul says he's all in all. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the ending. There's nothing else in between. And if you're going to see his face in a city with 12 gates, on streets of gold, 99 and a half won't do. You have to be all in. We can't just be in on Sunday. We can't just be in on Tuesday night for prayer night. We can't just be in on Wednesday night for Bible study. We can't just be in for Sunday school in the morning at 9:30 on Sunday. We have to be all in everything that you do. Has to represent Christ. It has to show some God in your life. When God places Jesus in front of you, if he's the head of your life as he is the church, you say you're the church. You say we are the called out ones. If that's the case, then Christ is the head of the church. And if he's leading your life, 99 and a half won't do. God gave us the very best that heaven had to give. There's nothing else left to give. He gave the greatest gift of all. Jesus said that I lay down my life for my friends. He took it and laid it down and took the power of God and brought it and raised it up again. There's nothing in between. It's all in. You can't have one foot in the grave and one foot on life. He came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. He did it for us. He didn't have to answer the call. When the Father looked all over heaven, he was there. He said, here am I. Here am I, Father. Send me. Send me, Lord, I'll go. If nobody else will go, I'll go. Send me. There's nothing else in between, Jackie. God is who he is. We acknowledge him for the great things that he has done. But he is who he is. And there's none like him in all of heaven or all the earth. Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah is the highest praise that I have for him. 99 and a half won't do. Hello, somebody. If it's all his, then we ought to know that all things were made by him. And without him, there was not anything made that was made. It's all his. The cattle on a thousand hills is his. Your trophy wife in your bedroom, that's his. Your Cadillac parked in your driveway, that's his. That Range Rover that you spent your change over, that's his. 99 and a half won't do. You got to be all in. Oh, I know it ain't a shouting sermon. I ain't a shouting preacher. Believe it. 99 and a half. won't do. Now, the elephant in the room and the question of the morning is this. Are we serving the same God? Or are we serving ourselves in the Lord's house? That's the million-dollar question. It's all his. This is God's house. I love Pastor Humphrey, but this is not his house. In God's eyes, Ron is a preacher just like Rodney is. God is no respecter of persons. Titles don't mean nothing to him. Money don't mean nothing to him. Praise and worship is divine. But faith is what gets you over. Faith is what will bring you over. Glory to God. He was in the world. Now, he made it. I told you that. He was in the world, and the world knew him not. He was in the world. He made it, and the world knew him not. And we still act like we don't know him. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. We can say that we love the Lord all day long, that we belong to God from the top of our head down to the soles of our feet. Oh, yeah. But you say that you love your neighbor, but you hate your enemy. You must love your enemy. You must bless them that curse you. You must do good to them that hate you. You must pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you. Because 99 and a half won't do. I just stopped by for a little while, my cat. I stopped by to tell you that I know you've been running. I know you've been running trying to make 100. I know it's been a long time in between. Miss Beverly, I might not get there when you get there. But I want you to know one thing, though. I'll be there after a while. It doesn't matter to me because, see, Miss Jane, I know I might not get there when you get there. I don't know if I'm going to get there at all. But you hold up the bloodstained banner of the Christ until I get there. Don't worry about it, Jackie. Don't worry about it, Miss Zeddy, Gloria. Keep praising like you're praising. I might not get there with you, but I'll get there by and by. Just keep on praising God like you're supposed to. Because 99 and a half won't do. I'll tell you like this, Mount Calvary. Keep on running your race. Because 99 and a half won't do. No retreat, no surrender. Never give up, never give in, and never give out. Keep on running your race. 99 and a half won't do. This God that we serve, he's a loving God. I give you Jesus in this place. Put your hands together for the Lord. The doors of this church is open. If you need a Savior in a world like it is today, try Jesus. You want to see a new year? You want to see your life change? Try Jesus. 99 and a half won't do. You tried it all from drugs to alcohol to women, wine, and salt. 99 and a half won't do. I see you praying, Mount Cap. I see you running, trying to make 100. Hold on to the master's hand. Just keep on keeping on. Run your race at your own pace. Keep your hand in the master's hand. Cast all your care upon him.